Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming to the press conference of the Military Committee Conference. First, the chairman of the NATO Military Committee, General Petr Pavel, will update you on the discussions that took place during the conference. After that, General Hulusi Akar, Chief of the General Staff of Turkish Armed Forces, will deliver his statement. After the statements, there will be an opportunity for questions and answers. Sir.
Yeah, excuse me once again. So I will now highlight the major points from our conference today in Istanbul. Opening today's meeting, we have paid the tribute to all our fallen soldiers in operations all around the world. We also paid the tribute to all the nations who participate in all our operations around the world. We started our deliberations with a briefing by Turkey on regional security, with a focus on NATO's southern flank and terrorism. Terrorism poses a direct threat to the security of NATO and to international stability and prosperity more broadly, and will remain a threat for foreseeable future. The security of the alliance is indivisible, and we stand in solidarity against terrorism of any kind, its root causes, and its wider consequences. In this first session, the NATO chiefs of defense took stock of progress in the implementation of readiness action plan adopted in Wales. The RAP is on track and on time. The conditions are set for the RAP to be delivered in time for Warsaw Summit. The chiefs of defense also stressed the need to ensure that NATO forces and equipment can move rapidly across the alliance, as NATO's greatest responsibility is to protect and defend our allies, the 28 member states, against any threat. NATO continues to adapt and respond to the challenges in both eastern and southern flanks, keeping all countries safe. In the second session of the day, the chiefs of defense focused on NATO's future posture and NATO's long-term strategy and adaptation. The chiefs of defense emphasized the need to ensure NATO command structure remains robust, agile, and able to counter any threat or challenge. We discussed the necessity for NATO forces to maintain an adequate readiness and coherence needed to conduct NATO's full range of missions, including aggression against NATO allies and defending NATO territory. The aim is to have the right forces in the right place and at the right time. During the Resolute Support session, the chiefs of defense reiterated their commitment to the mission and their confidence in the Afghan defense forces, who continue to rise to the challenge of protecting their own population. Resolute Support is still our largest mission, and it shows our determination to preserve the gains we have achieved together with the Afghans. NATO's presence post-Resolute Support also featured in our deliberations. The chiefs of defense underlined that a successful transition from Resolute Support into the civilian-led presence needs to be condition-based. In the Western Balkan session, NATO chief of defense received a briefing by Greece, which served as the basis for our discussion on ways of enhancing NATO's partnerships in this strategically important region. We stressed our continued commitment to regional stability, including through KFOR's presence, cooperation, and Euro-Atlantic integration. Finally, the chiefs of defense have elected the next director general of the international military staff. The elected was Dutch General Jan Broeks, and he will take his position next summer. In sum, it has been a very productive meeting, and we look forward to presenting the conclusions of our discussion to the NATO defense ministers next month. In conclusion, let me thank to General Akar for hosting this military committee conference in Istanbul. Turkey is a strong ally and committed ally. We have already appreciated the generosity of your people and the chance to discover Istanbul. Thank you for your hospitality, and I will pass the floor to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Turkey.
Sorry. Meanwhile, in order to host the distinguished members of the media, also a great pleasure for us. Thank you for coming. First, I will say a few words in English, in Turkish, for the members of the national press. Sorry for the other media.
Distinguished members of the press, before I pass on to NATO issues, I would like to draw your attention to one particular topic. As you all know, our security forces are shoulder to shoulder fighting against terrorism in and out of our country in a resolute manner. From our Mehmets, Johnnies, to the highest ranking officers, Turkish Armed Forces will continue fulfilling its commitments, its tasks with great sacrifice, heroism, and perseverance night and day, and under all weather conditions on all terrains, and will continue to do so. Upon this occasion, I would like to express that may God rest the souls of those who have fallen during our fight against terrorism, soldiers, police officers, village guards, and our innocent citizens, and I hope that our brave veterans get well soon. Distinguished members of the press, military committee conferences are organized every year in a NATO member country and is now being held in our country as previously planned. During this conference, NATO's support to Turkey's fight against terrorism has once more been reiterated.
Gentlemen, we appreciate allies' solidarity and full support for our fight against terrorism. I personally believe that today's fruitful discussions have once again proved that NATO is committed to adapt itself to deal with emerging risks and threats. Today, NATO has been facing serious challenges emanating from the southern and eastern flanks. In the eastern flank, the instability in Ukraine adversely affects the regional and global security. As for the southern flank, crises in Iraq and Syria have become chaotic. Turkey is currently hosting more than 2 million Syrians and Iraqis and has spent more than $6 billion. The refugee problem is constantly escalating and has adverse implications not just for the region, but also for the whole world. Furthermore, Daesh, PKK, and PYD terrorist organizations have been posing a great threat to the security in the region. Ladies and gentlemen, emerging threats in NATO's eastern and southern flanks demand resolve and solidarity of the allies more than ever. Through today's discussions, we have advanced our understanding of the challenges and opportunities lying ahead. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
I will now ask if there are any questions from the press corps. If you could please state your name and your media affiliation when asking your question. Yes, please, the gentleman in gray.
Good evening, sirs. My name is Saurav Roy, and I'm from TRT World. I was just trying to figure out from you, sir, if Turkey's trying to ask for more support from NATO to create the 109-kilometer safe zone along its border with Syria, is there a concerted plan for NATO to help Turkey in driving out ISIS from the region and form the safe zone?
As you know, from the very beginning, we are in very close coordination, cooperation with NATO and the NATO authorities. And as they did so far, you know, they always emphasizing their support while we were fighting against the terrorist activities and the border security. Again, you know, within these conferences, as a conference, as you know, the whole the military committee during the discussions. And more than that, you know, within the bilateral discussions, and we got the similar intentions. But as you know, within this, within these efforts, there is no, the NATO plan, the whole plan against, the including these activities. Okay.
Thank you. Do we have another question, gentleman over there? Yes, please.
From Xinhua News Agency. What about the new action plan, or do you have any action towards the Russian involvement in Russia, in Syria and Ukraine?
We shouldn't probably mix the readiness action plan and Russian deployment to Syria, because these are two distinct things. Readiness action plan was initiated in Wales due to Russian events in Ukraine, and it was created as a reaction to need for assurance for Eastern European countries, members of NATO, who felt threatened by Russian unpredictable behavior close to their borders. So this plan consists of two major sets of measures. One set is our assurance measures aimed at assuring local population that NATO is ready and willing to assist if necessary. The other part are adaptation measures, which have in mind long-term adaptation of NATO to a new security environment. In terms of Russian military deployment to Syria, NATO is, of course, observing very carefully the development. But at the point, NATO as an institution is not involved in anti-ISIL coalition, so there is no measure taken by NATO to this new development. I think we will have to wait what will be a concrete intention of Russia in the region.
Yes, lady in the front row, please.
Ela Sezen, Habertürk. My question is to Mr. Pavel. There is informal information that ISIS has capacity to use chemical weapons. Do you have any information about this matter?
There are some reports about indications of use of chemical weapons provided through different sources, including open sources through media and organizations presented, humanitarian organizations presented in Syria. These are not confirmed, and at this point we cannot take any measure. Of course, as with the case of other events in the region, we are monitoring the situation. We have, as you probably know, the Center of Excellence for Chemical, Radiological and Biological Weapons. They are assessing possible impacts of such a use once confirmed, so that NATO is ready and can offer adequate solutions.
Gentleman in the back, behind the camera.
Sayın Genelkurmay Başkanım, size soru sormak istiyorum. Atıf Falah, Can Haber Ajansı.
Sayın Başkanım,
My question is as follows. What about the course of action of Daesh and patriots that are deployed for defense capabilities? Are they going to be again deployed?
In English.
It's as you wish. It's being translated. So okay. Whichever language you English. Prefer, sir.
From the very beginning, we are fighting against every kind of the terrorist organizations, regardless of who they are, what they are doing. And then similarly, you know, we are doing the same against the Daesh. So far, we did it within the border security issues, but additionally, recently, we participated in the coalition forces, and we opened our airspace and air bases as well. Now we are acting, we are operating with the coalition against them. And as we did from the very beginning, we continue without making any change within the fundamental policy of Turkey. We continue to fight against every kind of the terrorist organizations. So, anlaşılmadı.
Patriotların.
Oh, sorry. Yes, so far, the allied countries made great contribution, and then we had support, to show the solidarity between the Turkey and NATO, and then however, there will be some change within the upcoming months. But right after that, also, we are in keeping the contact with our the allied countries. So depending on our negotiations and the contacts and the. We will. They will support us in any way. They are the air defense, missile defense. Thank you.
We will take another question, gentleman over there, please.
Giuseppe Mancini, Agenzia Nova. Do you have any plan of land operation in northern Iraq against the PKK?
We are fighting against terrorist organizations. For the security of the country and the nations, and then we are taking the necessary precautions depending on the conditions. So we are monitoring the situation, and for the safe and secure environment for our country, we are carrying out the necessary actions.
We will take a last question. Sir, you've already. Do you have an additional question to what you've already asked?
Yes. So you mentioned that that you've provided. I mean, Turkey's opened up the Incirlik air base to NATO forces. Would we be expecting Turkey to open up more bases in the future as well?
At the moment, you are there, no.
Thanks.
I would like to thank the media for their presence. The generals will now depart, and I'm going to stay behind should you have any additional questions or need for clarification. Thank you very much again for coming to this press conference.